Well, I have to say, if you had wanted to hear a really good homily this weekend, you probably should have come to one of the masses that Father Edwin had, to tell you the way. He had a really good one this weekend, to tell you the truth. And I'm not so sure about this one, but we'll see. But the this reading, actually, this miracle of Jesus healing the leper is really so profoundly rich. There's just so much that you could draw out of this, and I'm going to try to just stick to one topic tonight. That's what when I used to teach in the seminary, one of the things I taught was homiletics, and I used to always tell the seminarians one point. Take one point. If you can get across one point, that's good. So I'm going to try to do that tonight, even though I'm so tempted by so much that is in this really very, very beautiful a story of Jesus' great compassion and for this poor leper, and what it tells us about the Lord and the whole history of salvation. What struck me really tonight were a couple of things. One is the leper being told in the first reading from Leviticus that lepers, once they've been sort of certified that they have leprosy, have to cry out, "Unclean, unclean." Just warn people to stay away. And they're pronounced. There's a judgment of their ritual impurity, uncleanness that's passed on them by the priest who's assigned this task to do this. Now, on the human level, this was for the good of the community. This disease and a lot of related diseases actually really weren't very well understood, but terribly feared. And so people were really set apart in this very, very drastic way. Maybe necessary, but no question, very drastic and very harsh. And they hear these harsh words about themselves. Really, I would say these wounding words. "You are unclean." And they have to pronounce those words about themselves. Unclean. I am unclean. Stay away from me. It's really just incredibly harsh to imagine that. These wounding words. And I don't think it takes too much imagination on our part to realize that we too often hear wounding words about ourselves, do we not? And I think very often we even somehow are persuaded to speak those words about ourselves. To speak wounding words about ourselves. Our world is full of wounding words, isn't it? It seems to be the major pastime these days, actually, is to see how many wounding and how deadly wounding words we can come up with, you know? Our public discourse is particularly poisoned this way. And the great master of the wounding word, of course, is the evil one himself. The word Satan in Hebrew means the accuser, the one who points the finger with the wounding word. That's why if you ever hear those sort of words directed at yourself, somehow in your own heart or mind or thought, it is not from God. Is that clear? It is not from God. God is not an accuser. Now, God speaks the truth, and sometimes we do have a moment of guilt and recognition when we have, you know, done something, but he's not an accuser. That is the evil one. He is the one who speaks those words, and he is the one who tricks us into doing it to ourselves very often. It was very interesting to me in this gospel, though. This man has to go around and speak these harsh, wounding words that have been spoken about him and that he speaks about himself. But Jesus has another word to say to him. Very humbly, the leper comes to the Lord and says, "If you wish, you can make me clean." And Jesus answers, "I do will it. Be made clean." Be healed. Be well. That is the word of Jesus, who is the word of God himself in flesh. And I think just this little, very short point might show us why it is so important for us to listen to Jesus. He has the word of life, of peace, of truth, and mercy. This word that sets free rather than binds or condemns. And so we need to listen to him. Listen to his word. To listen for that voice. And to turn away from these voices of the world and of the evil one. Literally. Turn them off. Right? Turn it off. Turn all those talking screens off. Just turn them off. Okay? You don't need that. And listen to Jesus instead. What he has to say to you. It's interesting, you know, according to the law of Moses, this leper had gone to the priest who pronounced him unclean. Jesus sends him back to the priest so that he can be declared clean, pure, healed. This is the work of the Lord. This is the work of the Word of God in our lives. This is why we need to live in the Word of God, Jesus Christ, and to listen to Him. What does our Blessed Mother say? Her parting words to us in the Scriptures. Do whatever what He tells you. Do whatever he tells you. Because he will not destroy you. He will not deceive you. He will not condemn you. I'm going to steal something from Father Edwin's good homily. One of the places where we get to, as a priest today, blessedly, we don't have to make a judgment on somebody's being clean or unclean with leprosy. But we do get to pronounce that word of healing, for example, in the sacrament of penance and reconciliation. And there's only one word we get to say: I absolve you. I absolve you. And that's really all the priest needs to say, actually, you know? Whatever little two bits of advice or something like that I might have, that's about what it's worth, you know? What is precious beyond all price is, I absolve you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. When you go to confession, make sure you hear those words. Those are the ones that count. That healing word of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, just to steal one little line, I'm going to go off track just a little bit here from the second reading with St. Paul. In everything, give glory to God. In everything.